Nicole, it looked like a good start, then a couple of bogeys snuck in mid-round. What happened here?
I just did not hit the ball well today at all. I don't know if it was a lazy or a tired swing, but it was one or the other. Mm-hmm. I mean, some really errant shots, left, chunk, right. I mean, just awful. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really the worst I could have shot, 78, or I mean, it could have been worse, but not very many good shots.
Yeah, so. Well, this 18th hole, I think you know that the left route doesn't work very well.
I know. I should have went to the fairway. I thought the pin was further right back, and I thought it was going to be a harder to attack that pin from the fairway, mm-hmm. which is the only reason why I went to the left. Mm-hmm. After I got up to the green, I saw where the pin was, and you can still get to the pin from the fairway. Mm-hmm. So I should have went back to the fairway. That was a mistake. Mm-hmm. And then I misread my putt. On the first one, I was all worried about the speed, and I got the speed right, and the thing went left, and I thought it was going right. I finally hit the fairway on 18. In 5 years, I've never hit the fairway on 18, I don't think. And I finally hit the fairway, and then I still make bogey.
The second shot made a left turn. That left thing,
I chunked it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I grabbed the club at the top of my swing.
It happens. You saw Laura chunk her opening tee shot and go 100 yards.
Exactly. It's golf. It happens. It just, Laura chunked one on the first hole. Unbelievable.
Is that tough for you to step right up and hit after you see that?
Not really, because in my brain, I thought it was a fluke that Laura did that. I'm like, mm-hmm. so.
What was it like for you playing with her? I mean, you're not, unless you are playing good golf, you don't get paired up with the Laura Davies and the Julie Engsters and the Trish Johnsons of the world. And that must say something overall about your game and where it's starting to come through here on the senior circuit.
Yeah, I mean, I had some great pairings this week. Lieselotte Neumann, Rosie Jones, and then Laura Davies. Everybody else is a great pairing as well. But, I don't normally get paired with big name players. So the first day I was very nervous to play with Lieselotte and Rosie, but they're both so cool that I realized, I shouldn't worry about it, right? Yeah. And then Laura, I knew she's easygoing as can be. Like, she is the most easygoing person there is on the planet.
Yeah.
So I really wasn't nervous to play with her. I was excited to play with her because I'd never been paired with her.
Well, we hear some of the younger guys, they get out on the PGA Tour and they get paired up. In the old days, I got paired up with Tiger for the first time, or I got paired up with Phil, or nowadays they get paired up with Rory or Dustin or somebody, and it's like, you're trying to concentrate on your own game, but you're trying to stay out of the way because the last thing you want to do is get in the way of, some guy who probably has a pretty good shot at winning the tournament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I wasn't worried about being in her way. I mean, we all know how to play the game and good etiquette. I just, I was hoping we all could have played a little bit better, but we all kind of struggled.
So. Yeah.
That was no fun.
Well, it's a farewell to French Lick time.
And I know, it's so sad to leave. This is such a fun place to play.
Yeah.
I mean, it's exhausting to play, but it's also fun. It's definitely a place you need to come to. It's a bucket list item, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll miss it.